is it right now. That's what it's called, right now. Mark Larson here, News Radio 600 KOGO. 1-800-600-KOGO is the number. I'm on loan from all the way across the hall on San Diego's Talk, AM 760, now all part of the iHeartMedia family here in San Diego. And it's all good in the middle of all the craziness that is called the world out there. Andrew Cuomo, governor of New York today, used a term that I'm really trying to avoid, and that is, well, this is the new normal. I believe this is the new current. We're living in the new current right now. That doesn't mean new normal assumes this will be this way for the rest of our lives. And I don't want to buy that. I don't buy that one bit. That works against all the things that are, well, that are America, for starters, liberty, freedom, and so forth. As one of the things we talk about here on the program here from 8 to 9 p.m., the special weeknight series on News Radio 600 KOGO. Sully's on Mondays, Lou Penrose on Tuesdays, talking about the mental health issues. Of course, Sully's doing the everything financial focus. Wednesday night, like tonight, here live from 8 to 9 p.m., we're talking about your physical health, analyzing all the medical info that comes in like an avalanche through the course of the day. Tomorrow night, Mike Slater, also from across the hall, way across the hall, on San Diego's Talk, AM 760. And then LaDonna Harvey from San Diego's Morning News here on KOGO on Fridays with the, hey, we can't really go out anywhere, so let's have a party anyway. Now let's entertain. We'll pretend we're going to restaurants and night spots and what have you. So it's all happening right now. Glad you're joining us here again. 1-800-600-KOGO. Happy to be joined by our guest for the hour tonight, the doctor making a house call, medical doctor, Dr. Mona Hacker, who's also seen as a participant and contributor often on KUSI News on television, as am I. And doctor, good to have you here, and welcome. The doctor's in.
Thank you. Nice to talk to you.
Let's talk about some of the stats that came down today, because on one hand, this is what's really a new, interesting trend and great perspective, and I think encouragement in the last couple of days that we have been hearing from last week into this week. This is going to be a horrible week. It's going to be terrible. In fact, this week and next. Okay, it's horrible in terms of the jump in numbers of deaths and infected and so forth, but we put it in perspective, not to cheapen any life lost. But it's not matching the models that were there earlier. I'm looking at the San Diego numbers today. Yes, a big jump percentage-wise from yesterday. 36 deaths attributed to COVID-19 in San Diego County. 1,530 positive cases, 785 men, 737 women, 316 hospitalized, 122 in intensive care. Even the intensive care, the ICU number, doesn't match some of the projections, some of those early models. So is that bad? Yeah, it's bad news because it keeps jumping. At the same time, you look at the trends are not growing. The new cases over the last few days actually trending downward. California has 18,897 confirmed cases, 495 deaths. Let's keep this in perspective, too, that this is a state of 40 million people. San Diego County numbers, we have 3.2 or 3.3 million. United States has 330 million people. We have 14,695 deaths in the U.S. from the virus, 429,052 confirmed cases. So I know we're not out of the woods yet, and I know we still have to do the social distancing and washing our hands and all these things. And a lot of those are good things to kind of keep as part of normal. But none of us wants to stay in this sequestered thing we're into right now. So when you look at those numbers, do you get some of the encouragement that I'm seeing, or are you more measured about that as a medical doctor?
No, absolutely. I agree with you. This is certainly not anywhere close to what we want to be calling normal. I hope that as soon as possible, this is not our normal in any way. And I do think those numbers are very encouraging across the country, not just in San Diego, not just in California, but besides, if we're not talking about New York and New Jersey, across the country, overall, the models are, nothing seems to be quite as bad as those first models predicted, which is great news. And I think that it is very encouraging that our cases have stayed pretty stable, if not the new cases have stayed pretty stable, or if not lower numbers locally. That's great to hear that we're not going to be in this terrible peak next week where we don't have enough of what we need. And that's not at all where we're at. So I think it's really good news. And to keep it in perspective, I think the county had about 80-some deaths from the flu, and we're not even close to
yeah,
that.
Yeah, actually, I checked last week. COVID. Yeah, it was like 94 for the county for all the other ones.
Okay,
I think that was 2 weeks old in terms of the data on that. It's interesting today at the county briefing, the chief doc in San Diego County, one of the, I know there's like three people there, but Wilma Wooten, Dr. Wooten is kind of the face of so much of this. She's there with Fletcher and others in these news conferences. But she said something that I thought was kind of, I just found it kind of curious, and I tried to jot down exactly the way I heard it, but she was saying, because they're all starting to say, okay, the numbers aren't as horrible, the trends are a little better, but it's because we're doing everything right. Well, we're doing a lot of things right. I wouldn't say everything, but she said specifically, everything we've done is evidence-based, and we believe that everything we've done has helped flatten the curve. I mean, that's almost an exact quote. It's a little bit of the paraphrase in there, but the everything part of that made me think, is that true? You're a medical doctor, Dr. Mona Hacker. How do you see
that? So everything that I like to talk about on whenever I'm on KSI or any news channel is I look at the data and I look at the evidence. And absolutely, I mean, in this case, we really can't say barely anything is evidence-based, truly, because this is a completely new situation, first of all. Second of all, when we're talking about social distancing, it happens to be, or physical distancing, it happens to be one of the only things that we can do at this point since we don't have other measures. But we can look at a lot of other, you know, you can look at the data many different ways. You can look at a lot of the different countries and what they've done, and you can see that different things work. And, you know, today I was just reading about Sweden and what they're doing.
Yeah.
They don't have a crazy peak there, but they're not taking the, you know, as extreme of measures. I'm not at all saying that we shouldn't be doing
They have a few million people. I mean, they're like a small state if you look at the just sheer numbers, but they're not doing the same kind of things we're doing. They have a lot of reason to maybe look at that, but so far it doesn't seem to be going off the charts there. So what do they know? Maybe we don't. Or is it just a matter of it's a smaller country?
I think there's a lot that none of us really know. I think that what they're talking about now more and more, which was mentioned earlier on, is this herd immunity that we've heard about, that perhaps more people have some sort of immunity because they have been exposed. Now, until we can get, I think the key in everything that we talk about with COVID-19 is comes down to a couple things, but one of the very important things is testing. And once we can get more tests, both for people to know whether they have it or not, and also to know if you've been exposed and were one of those asymptomatic people, then we'll have so much more information as far as, you know, what we need to do and how we can move forward. And one thing I always like to talk about is I know a lot of people are home and it's really frustrating. It's really hard to be home. It's really hard not to be working. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so many consequences of that that are also medical as far as, you know, mental health and things like that. So we do want to always be thinking about, and I wish there was more on the news about what are the next steps when things get better so that we do see that this is not the normal. Now, I think when they say this is the normal for right now, but this can't go on forever, of course. And so we've got to be thinking about how are we going to get out of it?
Well, what Andrew Cuomo said in New York, and again, they're going to be disproportionately bigger numbers because there's a lot more people. The New York City area with the five boroughs is something like 8.8 million people. They're all compacted in a very small area. Most of them in Manhattan and right across one river or another. So today, early today, 779 more coronavirus deaths reported in New York. And then the good news in that, this has been 2 or 3 days now, Andrew Cuomo there said the curve is flattening, just like we heard from Governor Newsom today, in regard to the number of new cases. He says hospitalizations are down, and that's a biggie. I know, Dr. Hacker, when you look at that, because everybody said we got to plan for the worst, right? So they're down. There's so many things. It's not overrun. It is in some areas, but not everywhere, as they warned us even 2 weeks ago.
Right, and the numbers. Well, first of all, when we talk about the new, you know, that's really important. A differentiation between the number of deaths, the people that are, you know, sadly dying today are people that were sick 2 weeks ago, you know, so we're looking at people that came in and got sick about, you know, 14 to 18 days ago. They're the ones that are more likely to be, you know, getting to that point where we're seeing the deaths. So we're not, but when we see the new cases each day, that's actually a much more hopeful number. I do think, however, this week we're probably going to see even more deaths per day around the country, which is very sad. But I think hopefully if we can keep the increase in the number of cases at least stable, then we're looking a lot better than any of those projections. And I think just from last week to this week, they had projected that, you know, the projection was about 100,000 Americans would die from this. And I think just today, they reduced that number to around 60. That's a huge, big deal.
That's a big deal.
That's the most helpful thing I've heard.
Right. And remember, talking to Dr. Mona Hacker here on Right Now, News Radio 600 KOGO. Mark Larson here. We're here on the Wednesday nights. And then Mike Slater tomorrow and LaDonna Harvey on Friday. Something new every night, Monday through Friday. If you're just tuning in, we're live, 1-800-600-KOGO. The warning about 3 weeks ago, 3.5, 4 weeks ago even, was we could have 2 million plus deaths. Now, again, they're using those uncertain models. It's the unknown. We don't know for sure. Some of the people, Andrew Cuomo in New York as governor, who now is lionized as being so on target with this. About a month ago, he's out there saying, come to New York, go to the shows, go to the restaurants, do whatever. And now it's like, well, you know, Trump was saying go out, and we never did that. So that's the political side of that. But and the good news in that is, so far, we haven't needed the worst case scenarios. Kind of reminds me of, you know, shock and awe, desert storm, all that, where we heard the Pentagon had prepared, you know, tens of thousands of body bags. Thank God we didn't have to use those for the most part. We used some, unfortunately. But a lot of times the projections are wrong. So does that turn into hindsight as 2020 later and that we're never away from, well, it only was perfect because we did everything, when maybe everything like killing the economy isn't helpful? It's going to create more medical problems, including stress.
Absolutely, I agree. There's definitely a lot of different sides to this issue. And I think that, you know, when we, and the epidemiologists and the people making the models, they're making them on assumptions that are, can be right and they can be wrong. And thus then the model can be right or can be wrong as we go along. And so it's hard to really make a lot of predictions, but what we can look are what is actually happening. And right now, I think that things do look a bit brighter because we're not needing any of those models. We're not needing even the number of ICU beds. I mean, when we were originally telling people they should stay home, it was, we don't want to overwhelm the medical system. We don't want to ever be in a situation in this country where we are deciding who gets a ventilator and who gets treatment. That's not what we want to be doing. And so I think that now that we see that we need a lot less ventilators in most places. Now, of course, there are some new hotspots coming up, and New York and New Jersey have had it, you know, I think more than half the cases or two-thirds of, you know, a lot of the cases are in those areas. So it's a very different story there. But overall, I think the numbers are looking a lot better, and that's good news for all of us.
I want to talk more after the break. Dr. Mona Hacker with us here on News Radio 600 KOGO. I'm Mark Larson, and I want to get into the issue because we're here for the whole hour. And again, you can join us at 1-800-600-KOGO if you'd like. So much of what's out there, we heard this last week. We heard it again today. It's again being modified as we've talked about some of these new numbers. But when they say this is going to be a really bad week, the next 2 weeks will be really bad. I want to define what the, because is it the death number or is it something else? Or is it something we don't know about because we're not medical doctors? So we'll talk to Dr. Hacker about that. Get into more in a minute right here. News Radio 600 KOGO.
The early bird can keep that worm. Around here, the early bird gets the info it needs to face the day. San Diego's Morning News with Ted Garcia and LaDonna Hart. 5 to 9.
I listen for info in the morning.
News Radio 600 KOGO.
Thinking of advertising in these trying times? Think about this. Radio reaches 92% of Americans looking for solutions on what to buy, and more importantly, where to buy it. Whether it's delivery, takeout, or online, let our experts at iHeartMedia build a plan that will help your business grow during these trying times. Call now at 1-844-BUY-RADIO. That's 1-844-BUY-RADIO. iHeartMedia, your trusted advertising source in your time of need.
Hey guys, Nick Hardwick here for the Vasectomy Clinic of San Diego. If you've decided to get a vasectomy for any reason, you've got to see Dr. Ferrer at the Vasectomy Clinic of San Diego. By the way, he's got a new office open in La Jolla for all you guys in central and southern San Diego County. To go along with his offices in Encinitas and Newport Beach, Dr. Freer's no needle, no scalpel vasectomy procedure. It's 100% pain-free, takes 15 minutes, and there's no need for a consultation. Check him out, vasectomyclinicsandiego.com.
Tickets are on sale now for the San Diego Giving Back Raffle. The raffle remains on schedule to award $120,000 in prizes in upcoming drawings. This year, more than $5 million in prizes will be given away, including luxury cars, one-of-a-kind experiences, cash, and much more. Every raffle supporter is guaranteed a grand prize drawing win. That's right. You play, you win. Imagine being away from home and having a sick child in the hospital today. The San Diego Ronald McDonald House is full of families in this situation. Our house is their home right now, and we're doing our best to serve them safely with limited resources. Your support means more now than ever before. Purchase a ticket to let Ronald McDonald House families know the community stands behind them when it matters most. Visit sdraffle.com to join our growing list of winners. Ticket deadlines, drawings, and prizes are not affected by the current health crisis. Support with confidence. Visit sdraffle.com to lock in your winning opportunity today.
Lexus Carlsbad has always been known for amazing personal customer care. This rings true today more than ever. Lexus Carlsbad Service Department is open and ready to serve you, as your safety and care is our commitment, so that you and your family can have peace of mind. And for your added safety, our new processes don't require you to enter the store. In need of a new Lexus? Buy online from the comfort of your home, and we'll deliver your new sanitized Lexus right to you. For more information, visit LexusCarlsbad.com. Lexus Carlsbad, safely serving your automotive needs.
Staying home will slow the spread of COVID-19 and will, without a doubt, save lives. Critical things like food, pharmacies, laundromats, and more remain available. Programs like paid sick leave, unemployment, and others will also still continue. If you do leave home, keep 6 feet between you and others. We are all in this together. Learn more at covid19.ca.gov.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Every year I go in and see my doctor. She says, whatever I'm doing, it's working.
Just had my physical, and the doctor says, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. So
my primary doctor, she couldn't get over how much better I was doing. She said she'd never seen anything like it.
My doctor says, keep it up. Whatever you're doing, keep it up.
The doctor said she noticed when she first saw me that I was really progressing better. So I think it might have something to do with the nutrition that I've been getting from you guys.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code San Diego.
An uncertain time, a constantly evolving situation, giving you the latest coronavirus news and information. Daily coverage from San Diego.
This really is a stark reminder of the challenges we face and the importance of the actions that we take each and every day.
To Sacramento.
A sense of optimism in terms of the curve.
All the way to Washington, D.C.
As we wage medical war on the virus, we're also speeding economic relief to our people.
We'll get through this together. You and News Radio 600, COGO. We're in this together, San Diego. We'll get through this. A conversation on the topics that matter most right now on News Radio 600, COGO.
And what a team we have here, News Radio 600 COGO, and across the hall at San Diego's Talk, AM 760. Mark Larson here. I'm there Monday through Friday from 10 to noon. And then from 8 to 9, Monday through Friday here, we're doing right now, News Radio 600 COGO, different host every night. I get Wednesday nights. And the team effort here, Jack Cronin, who I want to give him a shout out because he swabs down the studio because cleanliness is everywhere here. It could not smell more lemony, more lemon limey, more fresh, more intoxicatingly sanitized than it does now. But Jack overdid himself. He said I swabbed down the studio. It's literally the studio's had a bath. I have things sliding off the desk. If I jumped in a vat of Purell, I could not have more sanitation and more hermetically whatever the heck it is. I'm not a doctor, but I have one standing by. So Jack, nicely done. And I'm sure for the morning crew, this will, Ted, LaDonna, this will dry off for you probably tomorrow morning. right before showtime here on News Radio 600 KOGO. Dr. Mona Hacker is with us here, medical doctor. And, you know, we've heard these dire warnings. I realize part of this is the old, you know, you hope for the best, but prepare for the worst. But there's been an awful lot of the prepare for the worst. And we had all these warnings. We still get them, but especially the last couple of weeks, the next 2 weeks are going to be really, really bad. The president will say, it's going to be bad. It's bad. It's terrible bad. How do they define that? Because I assume it's by these daily jumps of numbers that percentage-wise are huge, but then you add perspective and maybe you're not as totally spooked by it. But, or is there something else that we don't know because we're not doctors? But you are.
I think that when the Surgeon General and people are coming on and saying that the next week is going to be really bad, I think what they're talking about mostly is the number of people that are going to die in a day is going to go up. So I think we had around, if I'm not right or wrong, around 2,000 deaths in a single day. And I think that number might go up over the next week each day.
Is that because of lagging indicators? Is that because they're getting to catch up on testing? Because some of this is like a week ago or whatever, when it's kind of being filtered into the system, right? Is that how that works?
I don't think that the number of deaths have to do with testing, the reporting of the number of deaths. But I do think that the numbers have consistently, every week, there's been sort of a prediction that next week is going to get worse because the numbers are going to keep going up until we plateau and peak or get that peak and then come down. So I think that basically we're going to hear this, that everything's going to get worse. We've heard it before. I think the Surgeon General said it back the last week of March. And now, you know, we were told that California, for instance, was going to peak in mid-April, but now we may not peak until a little later since we flattened out the curve. We may not peak as soon. So I think that's what they're talking about when things are going to get worse. I think also that it is important to say that I think another reason to make sure that, you know, people understand is because we do want right now for these 30 days, it is important for everybody to sort of follow the rules when it comes to social distancing and being careful and only going out when you need to. And so I think that's just another way to maybe emphasize that as well, that it's not over. And even though we hear some encouraging numbers, let's stick to the course right now so that we can continue with that.
Is it kind of like when you get, it's like I go to the gym, okay? And then once in a while I work with my trainer, Timmy. And Timmy will say, okay, I need 20 more of these. Okay, do 20 more. And you get, it's like, oh, okay, I got the 20. He goes, I really need 10 more. Is it like that? Are they trying to, rather than saying we need 8 weeks, I know sometimes Newsom and others will say, it could be many months. We don't know. Well, that's not encouraging. Bite size is, well, maybe mid-April, maybe the end of April. Is that a way to sort of mollify the masses, or am I thinking too much with my tinfoil hat tightened?
You know, I don't know. I think that I hope that when they're saying, you know, 4 weeks with the better numbers, that there is also a team that is thinking about, well, what are we exactly going to do in 4 weeks if the numbers continue to trend the way they are and things don't get a whole lot worse? What is the, you know, situation? I don't know. I think, though, that there are plenty of people that do, and I do think that the social distancing has helped absolutely with keeping the numbers down.
Sure.
So I don't know what the thought process is behind it exactly. I don't know what they're thinking and, you know, what the government's thinking. But I think from a medical perspective, if we can all do this and do it well, then we will be able to, I think, come out of this sooner. And I think that's what everybody wants.
Right. And nobody really knows what the government thinks. And we should trust medical personnel because we're not just because I'm talking to you, Dr. Mona Hacker. But, you know, and this is the thing. A lot of these media availabilities, the daily press conference briefings and so forth, was a lot of people. And for the most part, at least half are politicians who maybe have, and many times have, zero understanding of the medical field. Suddenly they're now pronouncing what is, what isn't, and saying, yes, it's all evidence. And we all know. They say things like that. I've heard some county supervisors say, we all know. Well, sometimes we don't know. Dr. Fauci didn't know on certain things. As good as he is, based on early models, he didn't always know. Because things change.
Well, there's a great example of this when it comes to face coverings and masks. I mean, literally a month ago, I was reading all the data and the recommendation was do not have people go out there and buy masks. So many of my patients, so many times on the news, they would ask me, should people be going out and buying masks and covering their faces? And again, the recommendation was, no, not unless you're sick, not unless you're taking care of someone who's sick. Well, last week, they changed that, and now it's, please wear a face covering when you go out, because the data and the information is changing all the time.
Well, so are politicians. I want to get to more of this. We got a hard break coming up here, and I don't want to speed through it, as I sometimes do. We'll get to more after the break. But the Riverside County Sheriff has already jumped to, yeah, we're going to fine you if you go outside and you're not wearing a face mask. That's not what everybody is saying. We're not to that point yet. Hopefully we don't get to that point, but that's been that decision politically there. And he says, well, it's medical, but that's where we get into some of the weeds on this, and that gets into freedom issues. We'll stick to mainly the medical stuff, but I wish they would know more and focus more on what you're talking about, because I trust the medical community far more often than somebody who's, a political, I was going to say hack, but let's be pleasant. We're all decompressing after today. Dr. Mona Hacker with us, as seen on KUSI News, as am I. Mark Larson here from across the hall on San Diego's Talk AM 760. We're here tonight, right now, on News Radio 600, COGO.
Fox News, I'm Carmen Roberts. President Trump's trying to stay optimistic about when the U.S. can reopen the economy.
I don't like giving dates. And that wasn't a date. That was just an aspiration. That would have been incredible. But I don't think we're going to be very far behind. And some of these models are looking like Easter is going to be a very important date anyway because of the curve. I mean, it's hitting the top and it's starting to come down.
In Los Angeles, the county's confirmed cases surged to more than 7,500.
The county public health director says 324 of the positive cases are among healthcare workers, most of them nurses, and that two healthcare workers have died.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. And a House committee releases documents showing the strategic national stockpile is nearly out of N95 respirators and other personal safety gear. America is listening to Fox News.
On Friars Road, westbound before Frisee, traffic is crawling. Downtown on 11th Avenue, the 163 North, it is slow before the 5, and also near Del Mar on the 5 North at Del Mar Heights, traffic is stop and go. I'm Stu Berger with your San Diego traffic.
This report is sponsored by Unbound.org. Right now, there are young people across the world facing a tough choice. Continue their dream of education or drop out to help their family put food on the table. You can help change their future in a single moment. See how far your support can go at unbound.org.
A social distancing tip from iHeartRadio.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by iHeartRadio and the Ad Council.
In this day and age, it is weird to be thinking about travel. But when it comes to travel, traveling in an RV is like traveling in your own hotel room on wheels. You're in charge of that environment, and you're in charge of where you go and what you do. And it doesn't matter if you use an RV or travel trailer, if you like to camp out in an actual tent. Ooh, I'm a glamper myself, so I would probably go for an RV. But the idea is at RV Solutions, you will make amazing memories, and you'll do it in exactly the right vehicle for you. Now, right now, you're going to have to go online and check out those vehicles at RV Solutions. But I do want to mention, parts and services open, sales available online right now. Remember, RV Solutions doesn't sell RVs. They sell lifestyle. RV Solutions. You can kind of swing by and at least take a look at those beautiful Airstreams. They're the only San Diego dealer of Airstreams. RV Solutions, where they make you a happy camper.
You have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-777-1979. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Blue may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Blue. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-777-1979. That's 800-777-1979. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-777-1979. 800-777-1979.
As we all adapt in these uncertain times, Cox employees are keeping us connected to critical communication services that so many of us need to work and learn from home and not feel alone. Thanks to all the Cox employees who are making a meaningful impact by keeping San Diego connected.
Listen to Kogo even faster with Cox Gigablast. Future speed internet is here.
There's a reason why.
It's something to see when you watch your neighbor.
We are.
Take dinner to our elderly neighbor, Jim, every night.
America's finest city.
Yeah, there's still a lot of janitors and cleaning people working hard to make sure that we're all safe.
Tell me something good.
My friend Julie is a nurse. She's working with COVID-19 patients, and she hasn't been able to visit her mother or father in weeks.
Extraordinary people.
We want to thank so many people out there who has just helped us during this virus, during this outbreak.
And in the bad times, I fear myself.
We have lifeguards, police, firefighters who are on the job, even though they know they could become infected, and they even have infected coworkers.
Checking on elderly neighbors, making sure everybody has supplies.
Tell me something, boy.
Grocery store clerks and cashiers that look like they need a hug, a pat on the back, a thank you, right? They look like they're lacking sleep and they're overworked.
I'm off the deep end. Watch as I dive in. I'll never meet the ground.
Everyone out there, the workers.
The people supporting local right now that are going to these small businesses and getting that local food.
I have a neighbor who works for Vons
that are helping us get through it.
Yesterday, when he was running.
We appreciate your help during these trying times.
I put $50 in an envelope and I slid it underneath his door.
Thanking the nurses.
To all of those helping us
thanking
out.
Thanking the doctors.
To have some sort of sense of normalcy.
We thank you for everything that you do.
We appreciate you.
We're iHeartMedia and we're all in this together.
You are not alone.
Thank you, San Diego. Thank you.
It's News Radio 600 right now. Mark Larson here live from 8 to 9 o'clock Wednesday nights. And every night something different, Monday through Friday. Sully Sullivan on Monday talking about the financial picture, your bottom line. Tuesday, Lou Penrose getting into the whole psychological, mental health aspects. We're talking about your physical health and the medical aspects. Wednesday nights, tomorrow night, the spiritual side of things. Mike Slater, also where I'm across the hall at San Diego's Talk AM 760. And then LaDonna Harvey is here on Friday nights. It's kind of like party and entertainment night, as it would normally be, but not under this. I was thinking about people today who are stuck at home because they got sentenced to house arrest. All of a sudden, we're kind of in the same boat. How does that work out? How about a recount or something? Is that not fair? These are all questions that have to be tallied up and handled later on. Dr. Mona Hacker is with me this hour. She'll also be on my show across the hall on AM 760 tomorrow at 11:35. You see her often on KUSI News on television, where I am as well, as just over there tonight. Back to what some of the governors are saying. And Cuomo in New York, he's been doing a good job. In fact, I think for a while better than most, as Newsom has better than most. I don't like Newsom's delivery on the political side, but just the, how the information is disseminated sometimes. But and maybe you make the case Newsom was more consistent than Cuomo, because early on Cuomo was saying, come to Manhattan, go to the shows, and, you know, do your thing. And then it's like, oh, wait, don't do that. But he talked about the new normal today. On one hand, he's talking about some of these positives we got into in the first hour, where the trends are improving and the curve may be flattening. But then he says, he says at one point today, the healthcare system could stabilize in New York, and by effect through the country over the next few weeks, he said. But then he said, we have to be cautious. You still need to do social separation and stay at home in order for this to work. And then he said this. Here's the exact quote. When will things go back to the way they were? I don't think it's about going back. I don't think it's ever about going back. Andrew Cuomo said, the question is about going forward and what we have to deal with here. I don't think we return to yesterday where we were. I think if we're smart, we achieve a new normal. I guess technically you could say, well, what's the new normal if it includes a few things like let's remember to wash our hands all the time. Let's not be these people who just, you know, kind of flaunt that. And, you know, you get into groups if you're sick and you're out there spewing droplets or whatever. That's one thing. That's called common sense as well. But I still prefer not to say it's a new normal. We're in the current situation. But normal should be going back to the things maybe in some cases we overdid. But we still don't know what those are yet, right? Because this is evolving. As you see this as a medical doctor, Dr. Hacker?
Right. I think there might be some things that culturally we might decide when things calm down that we might change. We may not be shaking everyone's hand in a room for a while.
How did they get police? I wonder how that works, because there's one of the things in the news today that the feds are looking at tracking infected people, which sounds an awful lot like the People's Republic of China. I understand if it's a real threat, and if you've got some kind of a very highly communicative leprosy or something, I realize this is very communicative and so forth. But when they start tracking and there's a government leap to infringement on liberty and freedom, is that necessary? Is it workable as a medical doctor?
I don't know as a medical doctor if it's workable. I think it's definitely that really gets into a lot of medical ethics and ethics in general.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't that violate some of the HIPAA restrictions there where you can't
give that? It definitely violates HIPAA. I mean, giving out anyone's health information to anyone else violates HIPAA. I mean, HIPAA rules are very, very, very strict. So definitely there would have to be a lot of changes made if that was something that we did. But I don't think it's unreasonable to, of course, when we find, you know, patients and people that have it, to ask them to give us this information to help stop the spread of the disease. Tracking people, that's a whole different situation that, you know, we've never had that situation. And I don't, you know, hopefully we never will exactly be tracked. You know, I don't know. I know that they did do it in some countries, and it probably did work in the sense that they were able to find all their contacts. But, you know, there's a risk benefit in medicine. There's always a risk and a benefit. And you first want to do no harm. And you want to make sure that, you know, what you're doing is of more benefit than of risk. So that becomes a really, you know, that would be a really hard question.
What is Gavin Newsom doing when it comes to what he announced, I think this was yesterday, that hey, good news, California has found a supply of N95 respiratory and surgical masks. They're being made out of the country. This will help protect healthcare workers and other essential personnel at the front lines of the pandemic. Okay, I get that. That sounds good. But the number boggled my mind. He said California has secured a monthly supply of 200 million of these masks. He said, we decided enough's enough. Let's use the power, the purchasing power of the state of California as a nation state. He tells MSNBC, he said, we did just that. The next week's we're going to see. We'll see how supplies at that level. He does this thing like that into the state. Medical sense?
Well, I don't know how many healthcare workers we have. In the state, but I think at this point with what's going on, it's probably best to err on the side of having enough. And if every healthcare worker needs to have a new one every, you know, so people are as safe as they can be,
right,
and we can afford it, and also so that we can have a stockpile in case we need them later. You know, I think being prepared is never a bad thing, and I definitely do think that healthcare workers on the front lines should not be having to reuse their masks or not have the masks that they need. So I think that I don't know about 200 million. I don't know the numbers in our state and how many.
Yeah, but that's the number. He said it was 200 million a month. It's not like like this endless order. And again, I guess I started doing the math. If there's 40 million people, you got, you know, there's five a month. Is that how that works out? Or I can see where you go through those. Or does it imply that he's thinking the new normal, there it is again, will be we're just going to go outside and wear masks a lot? I hope that's not what it is. I hope it is he said it's for medical personnel. Those are just the kind of things that when politicians.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, when politicians ever, when they say something like that, it implies endless. It's like what he said early on, this could be going on for months and months.
that doesn't exactly encourage people. We're finding that maybe that is not true at all in terms of these trends we're starting to see turn. Doesn't mean that it's done. We're not going to have these spikes this week and next week. But I wish they were a little more careful about that. Some of it boggles the mind. That's a lot of masks. But
yeah, and I don't know how the calculations are done, but if we do, you know, there's two different things. We may have cases for months and months, or things may get better as the weather gets warmer, although I have no data to say that that's going to happen or not. But if it acts like some other viruses, that might be the case.
That's the assumption, I guess. We'll know until we get there, right?
Right. And we do see cases in some of the, you know, countries that are in summer. So that's not very promising for the fact that maybe, you know, for us to say that it's not going to happen when the summer comes, although I am still hopeful that that's the case. So it's hard to predict how many masks we're going to need. But I think at this point, whatever it takes to protect people from not getting it and getting back to some version of our old normal would be good to have. So I think having the mask, having the stockpile, it can't hurt if we can afford to do it.
And then in the way bureaucracies go, we have some of this in California experience, make sure somebody's monitoring that. We had a story earlier this week on my show on AM760 talking about how California, LA Times had it too, that California had a stockpile of a lot of things, ventilators and some other equipment from back in around, I think it was 2006, and that was with, you know, an epidemic du jour at the time, not as widespread, obviously, as this. This is a whole new thing, the way this has gone global at this intensity. But somewhere when the meltdown, the financial meltdown happened in 2008 and, you know, political pressures brought to bear, they spread some of this equipment around to local facilities, but it was too little too late. No one monitored. It was a big way. I think it was $200 million, remember. It was a lot of money. That Schwarzenegger and Jerry Brown, they were all kind of in the mix of this. And then all of a sudden it's like, well, we got warehouses full of this. So pay no attention. So that came up the other day. So I hope it's monitored better than that. Dr. Mona Hacker is with us. Mark Larson here right now, live 8 to 9 o'clock weeknights. Different host, a host du jour every night, coming back with a doctor here. I want to find out about the symptoms because it's allergy season. If you got a little cough and you got a little something coming out of your nose, you got a little tickle, does it mean automatically that you're going to be one of these big COVID-19 statistics? We'll unpack that. There's another overused word. We'll unpack that for you. Coming up next, News Radio 600, COGO.
The COVID-19 virus leads to 12 more deaths in San Diego, while the number of cases sees a drop, and the governor tells Californians to keep up physical distancing. Hear about it, talk about it today on News Radio 600, COGO and COGO.com.
Are you still not refinance your mortgage? Well, soon you might be kicking yourself in the head. Rates are at historic lows, so take advantage of our new fast-track loan with an unbelievable low rate of 3.25% rate and APR with our no closing costs 30-year fixed loan. That's right. No points, no fees. Hi, I'm Wesley Hogan with Lennox Financial, a trusted lender for over 20 years. Even if you've refinanced in the last year, we can still probably save you money. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call to find out how you can save up to thousands of dollars a year. This amazing 3.25% rate and APR won't last long, and our new fast-track loan process can get it done in record time. So call today, 844-425-3669. That's 844-425-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. Call us at 844-425-3669.
Licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender. Visit us at lennoxhomeloans.com or call for additional cost information. Other restrictions apply. Rates subject to change.
Balance of nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
I have a compromised immune system, so I've been taking the 3 veggie and 3 fruit for 2 years, and I have not gotten sick. It's unbelievable. I feel like a normal person. I'm not tired. I don't wake up tired. And it's just amazing to me that there's such a difference.
I don't get sick. Everybody around me got the flu this year. My wife had it. My grandkids got it. And I haven't gotten sick at all. My energy level is better. Body aches and pains, I just don't really have them anymore. The pills are incredible, and they're doing me a world of good. So thank you very much for that.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code San Diego.
Do you own appreciated investment real estate? Are you tired of property management and tenant headache issues? Are you concerned about new California rent controls and other government interference? Would you like to learn exit strategies for your property? What is your best move today? Learn many exit strategies for appreciated real estate, including property management free Delaware Statutory Trust, with webinar workshops online on your computer Wednesday, April 29th, 11:30 a.m. and Saturday, May 2nd at 10 a.m. To register, call 619-483-1031 or rentalownerworkshop.com.
Hi, it's Ted. Many people who care for others might not always identify as a caregiver. I'm here with Martha, a former Southern Caregiver Resource Center client. And Martha, what would you say to caregivers who are caring for a loved one?
Don't hesitate to ask for help. You don't have to do it alone. Southern Caregiver Resource Center offers free services to help you with your unique situation. And everyone's caregiving situation is unique.
Relieve your workload as a caregiver. Visit scrc.care. That's scrc.care.
San Diego, I know lots of shops are closing, but Ken and Phil, the White Glove guys, are open for business today. You're going to be in your home a lot, using the heat and the air and the bathrooms a lot more than ever. And these things might break down. ASI is going to keep your family safe. They're doubling down on safety and cleanliness. They wear the white gloves, the shoe covers, the drop cloths, the masks. They'll sanitize everything. So, hey, for water leaks, slow drains, broken air, call ASI. 1-800-481-COOL for the White Glove guys.
At Tecovas, we make the finest handcrafted Western boots from the highest quality materials, sold only direct to you for a fair price. We did all this so you can have boots. So what's the deal? Didn't know you'd be comfortable in boots? Don't like being taller? Do you hate your feet? What'd they ever do to you? Well, we'll help you all work it out. Open your mind, because the West is now open. Find your pair at Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com.
Hang in there, San Diego. Now more than ever, we're here for you. A conversation on the topics that matter most right now on News Radio 600, KOGO.
Mark Larson here on Loan from Across the Hallway on San Diego's Talk AM 760, where I am Monday through Friday, 10 to noon. Dr. Mona Hacker is going to join me tomorrow on that show, that spot, 11:35. She's with us now here tonight on Right Now. Mike Slater here tomorrow night. LaDonna Harvey here on Friday night. So, Doctor, in a couple of minutes we have left here, if people are saying, I got a little tickle, I know it's allergy season, I'm not sure if it's allergies, I'm not sure if it's something I ate, I had too much caffeine, what are some of the key symptoms to watch for and what to know when it's time to say, maybe I ought to get a COVID-19 test?
So the most common and distinctive symptoms of COVID-19 are dry cough, fever, and you could also have difficulty breathing. If you have just a little bit of a runny nose and you know you have allergies, very unlikely. I think one of the studies said about 5% of COVID patients have a runny nose. So it's not at all a distinctive symptom of COVID-19. We are seeing more people with some GI or abdominal symptoms like stomach ache, vomiting, things like that. Mm-hmm. The other symptom that is somewhat unique that has come up is the loss of smell and taste. So that, if you do have that, that might be telling that this could be COVID-19.
That could be. I've heard that from a couple of people, even lately, just friends who said, I think I'm sensing that. That can also come from other things. If you feel a loss of taste, I mean, could that be if you're a smoker, possibly, or vaping or whatever? Is that part of that, too, possibly? It kind of deadens the taste bud?
It could. Absolutely. There are other things that could cause that. But if you have that, and then you also then develop a dry cough and a fever, then, you know, you might think more that you might have it. I think as far as testing goes, if you think you might have it, I think the best thing to do is to call your doctor, to call one of these hotlines that you can find, and find out if you should get tested, because there's so many different scenarios. And I think it also depends on what other things you have, what other medical problems and underlying things are going on, because we don't have enough tests still for everyone to get tested that wants to get tested. So that's a little bit. Hopefully that will change as well in the coming weeks, which will be another thing that might be very helpful. And hopefully we'll get more data on some of the meds that we're using that may also, you know, brighten the picture as time moves on.
I just say this power of suggestion. We start talking about coughs and tickles. And I'm sure listeners, too, go, I think I got a cough and a tickle. Now, if you have a fever, that's when it's time to be concerned. Because I know fever is one of those components that seems to be on all the charts. But it doesn't necessarily mean that you necessarily have the coronavirus with a fever.
No.
So there's other things.
Absolutely. It doesn't. There's still all the other, you know, illnesses that you can have, like, you know, walking pneumonia and other things.
There's like 50 of them, right? Last chart I saw in the county is like 57 or something, like the different things out there this season. A lot of different blends.
Absolutely. And a lot of people who do get tested test negative. So, you know, there's a lot of other viruses and a lot of other things. Flu season's kind of winding down now. So I think a month ago, I would have said you're much more likely to have the flu. But now if you've got really a high fever and a dry cough, then it could very well be COVID-19. The time to really to start to get concerned is when you're having difficulty breathing. That's when you definitely want to get seen definitely call your doctor.
Yeah, like that anvil pressure on your chest and you got a fever and you have some of the other, then it's a combo you really don't want to ignore.
And you want to think about, you know, who have you been around over the past 2 weeks if you do have symptoms. If you've really been at home and barely been out, it's, again, unlikely that you're going to have it.
Yeah. Well, that's encouraging. And there's also a rule of thumb I heard years ago, and I think this is true. If it's allergies, that didn't get crude here, but if you have something coming out of your nose and it's clear, chances are it's more likely allergies. Is that correct, doctor?
You know, on medically speaking, the colors of what comes out of your nose really say nothing about whether it's a virus or bacteria. People are always coming in and saying, oh, it's, you know, this color or that color, I need antibiotics.
You
can't really make a whole lot of assumptions from that, scientifically speaking. However, I think if you have allergies and you have a runny nose right now, I don't think there's a whole lot to be worried about.
Yeah, I've gotten used to the whole allergy thing, doing the immunotherapy for years and all that. So talking to the allergist, it's interesting. But a lot of times people say, oh, I had a cold, you know. Yet so you can't have a cold rarely six times in 1 year. A lot of times it is allergies. You probably ought to check that, which is a separate show at another time. Dr. Mona Hacker, appreciate you being with us. Medical doctor. We'll see you on my show on San Diego's Talk AM 760 tomorrow morning at 11:35. Appreciate you making a late night house call. Back to work.
Thank you.
Dr. Mona Hacker. Mark Larson here. Much more coming up tomorrow night. It'll be Mike Slater talking about the whole spiritual core, how you're handling that, no matter what religion you happen to be. So much about what is there to help keep you centered. So much of it in the attitude. I find this every day. You got to keep a sense of humor. You have to do that. You also got to pretend like you still go out and, you know, recreate. Right? It's getting tougher and tougher to go anywhere, because if you congregate somewhere, they say, well, you can't do that. Because now they're, if you're gathered anywhere, what was the county's latest edict is just don't gather anywhere. Okay, well, if you're social distancing, then, but you know what happened last weekend? Sheriff Gore told us about was it 34 citations because a few people wanted to go out and congregate and look at the sunset at the beach. And then, you know, they weren't socially separated enough, right? So they're all getting thank you notes that'll come in the mail. Fines are up to $1,000. And I was asking the sheriff on my show on 760 yesterday, I said, what's that amount? Where is it on the way to $1,000? I said, I don't know. So the court will decide that. You know, in California, you never get one of those things without a last minute, hello, you owe us $300 or $400. It's like when you're in the HOV lane. It's always oddball numbers. What is it now? Like 471, is it? Something like that. So just know. You'll get something if you're one of those who got cited. It's not going to be, thank you so much, never do it again. It'll be like, pay up. And we know, hey, sales tax revenue is down. I'm not saying they're motivated by the money. Never would say that at all. But, you know, the cities, the counties, they're all real short right now because the retail establishments aren't kicking in the money. The tourists aren't here kicking in the money. A lot of things. You talk about hard choices. That's going to be definitely a new normal, even though I don't like that term for us, because attitude-wise and keeping your sense of humor, just look at this as the current thing. We're going to get back to normal, maybe with some new things we should be reminded to do, but hopefully without stealing liberty and freedom. But governments have a real new normal they're going to face that involves we don't have enough money, and it's tough to catch up. And there's an election coming. Stay tuned. See you on AM 760 tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in tonight, right now.
Do you know you might be overpaying for your Medicare supplement plan? Do you get lost in an alphabet maze of plans like A, B, C, D, and G, F? Would you like help getting out of the maze and finding the very best plan for you? We are experienced Medigap agents at Health IQ, and we are on a mission to give people like you fair and square Medigap rates. Health IQ is the only insurance agency that rewards seniors proactively working on their health, like eating right and exercising. You don't have to be an athlete to save money. We reward healthy lifestyles of all kinds. Do you take your vitamins and supplements? Do you stay active and in the know about things that impact your health? If so, you could save money with Health IQ. Let us help you take care of your Medicare supplement needs. To see if you qualify for exclusive savings on Medicare supplement insurance, go to healthiq.com/Medigap. To start saving, go to healthiq.com/Medigap. That's healthiq.com/Medigap.
Health IQ is an agency offering plans from different insurance carriers. No government or Medicare affiliation. Coverage and special rates not available in all counties or cases.
Portions of the following program were pre-recorded.
This is KOGO and KMYI HD2 San Diego, live, local.